food back, probably.
Wow, that's possible.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, light unto my path, for its words will hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and come again, for life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, prayer list. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buff, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Matthews and family, Frank and Luann and family, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heather Lee Moles, Suzanne, Lewis, Kelly, Emily, Jan Abel, Bill Gisby, Devin Potty, Mark Thomas, and Morgan Little. And you know, we ain't got Rose on here.
Rose does not feel good.
No, Rosa texted me this morning and said she was still feeling bad. I haven't heard from Betty, so we're going to have to... Christy talked to her last week, but we haven't talked to her since.
Well, so, how are you doing?
I have to go this week because I've been sick. I was going to, but I didn't want to carry that mess up there.
Yeah. We either kind of go see you once a week.
I do the quick review. Yeah, I tried to.
All right. Pray for all these folks. All can and will come and pray. Preacher Aggie, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for life and breath. Lord, we thank you most of all for eternal life. Lord, for your spirit to give us life, to quicken us. Your word, Lord. everything and know everything, and everything happens for a reason, Lord God, and all things work for the good of us, Lord, that love you. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that you're working everything out for our good and your glory. And I just pray you just give us the grace to get through it, Lord. Pray for these that are sick, Lord, and just touch them and move in their hearts, Lord. Help them to pray and seek you and help their bodies, Lord, touch them. Lord, that they'd be able to come and be with us, Lord, and know they want to. Lord, we just pray for those on that prayer list, Lord. You know every need, you know every name. Lord, you're able to take care of it as you see fit, Lord. We know that you're out of time and we want everything now, Lord. We know that you worked it out to your perfect will, Lord. And I just pray that you just help us, Lord, to accept the things, Lord God, that Lord, that happens sometimes, Lord. You know, we all want everybody to be well. You know, we want everybody to be faithful, Lord. We want everybody to be close to you and everybody to love you, Lord. And sometimes, Lord, we just get cold and indifferent, Lord, but you know what we need. I just pray you help our families, Lord, those that are out of church, Lord, that they, you just draw them. Lord, show them how much you love them. Show them how close we are, Lord, to the end. How near we are in standing before you, Lord God. Lord, we'll have regrets, I'm sure, Lord, that we didn't pray enough and we didn't tell enough people about you, Lord. We didn't spend more time, Lord, with you, the one we're going to be with forever. Lord, I thank you for that. I'm glad, Lord, that one day we'll never have to look away from you. We'll always be able to look upon you.
Page 277. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. Now onward I go, I'm redeemed.
by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I have been redeemed. Precious indeed is my Savior to me. Back in the house of the Lord tonight. We're going to be again in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, and verse number 31.
You say 31, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you read it.
Matthew 25, 31. Put your hands in prayer for us.
Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we just thank you for the promises. Lord, we thank you for the covenant. Lord, we just thank you for your holy truth. Lord, if we can stand upon them, Lord, and if they're forever settled in heaven, Lord, we just thank you that they've been tried and affirmed, Lord, in the pure word. Lord, we just pray. Open our hearts to receive them, Lord. Fill the preachers, use it for your glory. Help them to bring glory to your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Verse number 31 starts out, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the heavenly angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall he gather all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divide his sheep from his goat. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goat on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungry, and you
gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. I'm going to start reading now just for a minute. Now, back in 31 and 32, I hear that, you know, the Lord's saying that he will come and he will separate like the nations, like a shepherd would separate the sheep from the goats. Sheep on the right hand, goats on the left hand. And, you know, I want to be on the same side as the sheep. What about y'all? That was, trying to remember how this went. I seen this person who found somewhere, and I wished I could remember. I mean, it just now come to me. It was in the Old Testament where we think as, you know, the sheep on the right, the good. And the left is, you know, supposedly the bad. But she had found, and I wish I could remember where it was at, where, I just read it. It was right here. Where the Bible explains those that are on the right hand and those on the left. And this was the scripture she used. It was a woman. She was talking about it, wasn't a preacher. But anyway, you know, we want to be associated with the right side, the good. You know, looking at goats and sheep, you know, just because a goat's a goat don't mean it's a bad animal. It's just that it's not the chosen. And it's not on, you know, just looking at it as goats and sheep. You know, shepherds want sheep. But myself, I want to be on the right side. I ain't going to say that I did not do wrong. I'm just going to say I didn't get caught. When I was in my youth, there were some things that I'd done which was questionable. And most people now, you know, if they admit to it, we all done a little bad. Some of us just more than others. I never got caught. And I'm glad I didn't get caught because, you know, I don't like being in jail. You know, I don't like having my freedom took away from me. So, you know, I guess I was a little bit more cautious of the reason I didn't get caught, or just God blessed me and I ain't going to say luck. I'm going to say God blessed me and kept me out. But, you know, I want to be marked with the right side. I want to be good. To be honest with you folks, I don't really have what you would say a deep, dark desire to be bad. And you know, most people, you're like that too. You want people to love you and like you, and you don't want people to be mean to you and hate you and despise you, you know, cuss your name every time you walk by. You don't want that. But you know, there is people in the world who just like that. They want that. They desire that. But you know, I don't. But you know, getting back to this, you know, God's saying to these people, to these people, you're blessed of my Father. And I'm going to be honest with you. I want to be blessed by the Father. And, it, you know, I want to inherit the kingdom of God. And, you know, it goes on in verse 35. It says, for I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. and I was in prison, and you came unto me. And then verse 37, it turns around, and these righteous people, the, you know, the sheep, say, then shall the righteous answer, and then the answer, excuse me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when we saw thee hungry, and fed thee, and thirsty, and gave thee drink, when saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, and naked, and clothed thee, and when we see thee sick and in prison, and came to thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, as much as ye do it unto me, to one of these at least, of my brother, you have done unto me. Now, you know, Jesus is saying here, you know, you did this stuff unto me when you done it for someone else. When you was a blessing and a help to someone else, you were doing this unto me. And, you know, a lot of times, folks, we do things for people and we don't expect nothing in return. You know, somebody stops and asks for directions. And to us, you know, they don't be guilty. If you know, you tell them. But, you know, you don't realize that by telling them something that they didn't know, you have blessed them. It seems to be a little thing, don't it? Or, you know, someone gives somebody a financial help or, you know, help them do something that needs to be done. You know, all these little things we don't think much of, but, you know, the Lord says when you do these things unto your brother, you do these things unto me. And, you know, you're going to be blessed for it. I'm going to have to forgive me. I ain't feeling it. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and he visited me not. Then shall they also answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and athirst, a stranger, naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer, saying, verily I say that as much unto you, and as much as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And go, and ye, and these shall go away in everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto eternal life. As kids, we're taught right from wrong. You know, I mean, from the very, I mean, as toddlers. You know, when we're first crawling up on a coffee table and playing in the ashtray. You know, some of the new, some of these younger folks probably don't know nothing about that, but you know, we do, you know. You, the kids that get up, the first thing they want to do is play in the ashtray. Play with the cigarette butts. And then what happens? Nothing. You go to get something else. Mess with it. No, we're taught from early age, right from wrong, to try, because our parents wants to instill in us the difference between doing something that's right and something that's wrong, to make us a good person and not a bad. I mean, you know, I have seen, even as a youth, not just now, in this time, but I see in my youth coming up, kids, you know, that I've played with, friends, whatever, or associates. You know, it seemed like nothing they did, their parents corrected them for it. You know, there wasn't no smack of the hands when they're in there eating ashes out of the ashtray. You know, there's no discipline. And these kids grow up and then their lives are a disaster because they wasn't taught right from wrong. They wasn't taught that there was a, you know, when you do something wrong, there's a little chastisement for that. But you know, God wants us to grow up as Christians and learn right from wrong. Now, I ain't saying he's going to beat us to death. That ain't what I mean. What I'm saying is that he is going to show us the right direction. And us with free will. God's sometimes going to let us have a hard road. Because he wants us to learn. And trust me, folks, in my time, I'm not saying that God just took and pushed the bicycle and just let me go on my own. He's saying that with love and care, he guided me into an adult, a Christian, that hopefully I have grown to know right from wrong and know that, you know, some things are not acceptable. And, you know, here, God tells us in his word here toward the last that, you know, we're given a chance to choose right from wrong. If we don't choose the right way, then there's going to be punishment for it. Hell, I mean, hell to me is going to be punishment. I'm going to be honest with you, this place I don't want to be. I don't want to be there. I don't want no part of hell. So now I'm going to try my best and with his help, hopefully learn what's right, what's wrong. And you know, it's like he explains here in his word. Anything that we're doing to one another, we're sort of doing it to him too. I mean, when we help the poor, the needy, or, and it don't have to be some, when you're helping someone to try to be a blessing to that person, then you're trying to be a blessing to God, I think. You're doing it out of love, compassion, whatever the case may be, you know, you're doing it for the greater good. And, you know, there's so many people out there today that it just seems like in our time, like I said this morning, I mean, we're getting closer to those days of Noah. It's just, I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes it's hard to watch people and some of the stuff that they do to other people or to, I mean, it's just hard to watch when, you know, people are being mean and spiteful. I mean, you know, people just taking and tearing up people's property and thinking it's for, you know, to make a political statement or whatever. It's, to me, that's not a good thing. You know, I've worked hard for what I got, and I want people to, you know, kind of halfway respect it. I mean, when you get out of your car at the grocery store, how about taking it easy on the doors on my car? You know what I mean? Got people that will just steal something for the sake of just being able to steal it. And, you know, it's not right. Now, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I believe the Lord will take care of that. You know, it's like Brother CJ here. He had his little problem he had. And, you know, I don't think that person's going to get by with what they've done. And somewhere along the line, they're going to reap the benefit of their fruits. And, you know, let's just pray that God will have mercy on them while they're doing it. I mean, you know, it's just so much evil out there in the world. It's unreal. And not enough love. Respect for one another. You know, I tried to, you know, I was brought up that you respected the man of God. You know, a preacher. It didn't matter what denomination he was, if he was a preacher, man of God, you respected that man. And nowadays, kids ain't respected, I don't think, that their parents bring them up. Not all, but some. I believe that they're just not taught to respect other people. Their stuff, their, you know, nothing. And it's really sad that, you know, that I think that's something that really and truly, I mean, if you really stop and think about it just a minute, you look here in this church, we're empty. Basically, I mean, you know. And how many kids could be in here tonight being taught from the pulpit about respect? And they're not here to hear it. It's not being taught at home. It's not being taught at school. It's not being taught. You know, if they're not here at the church to hear it, it don't matter whether it's being taught or not. As far as they're concerned, they're not here to hear it. But respect is something that folks would need to really work on. I mean, even as Christians, the ones of us that do have a little bit of respect, you know, we could have more respect for other people. And it's like I said, you know, I was brought up to respect the high man of God, but I'm going to tell you something. I do respect the lost people. I mean, I respect their feelings. I respect their property. I mean, just because a man's lost and I'm saved doesn't mean it gives me the right to go steal his stuff from him or to go take him, you know, a big old sledgehammer and go beating up on his car just because he's a lost man. You know, we should be showing people love and what God has instilled in our hearts. You know, to, I don't know. Just to show the love and respect that God gives us, show it to someone else. You know what I mean? And I know that's kind of short, but that's all I got tonight. Do pray for me. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't feeling too good. So just pray for me. I don't know if I'm getting that junk Christy had or what. Pray for us. CJ, you pray.
I got a letter there. So it could be up to 45 days. Yeah. If I don't hear nothing by next week, it'd be about 45 days more.
You should put it in there. The right thing.
Yeah. sue you this, hoping my wife is around. No, I go, I ask her, I said, ma'am, my old told me I can't get no more than 600 out a day. I said, I had a word that person done that day. Now, you see.
I don't know.
Got more than 600.
How they get your card?
Well, I hear now, you know, at the gas pump or something, they got a thing that can sit on top there, it just pop on there, it can send the car, it's made something, you know. And the TV thing, it's something pop on there, they can pop it off, you see, you can send the car.
So then they make the card, put